Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and we're going to continue right on with a message I began yesterday about walking with God. And Amos 3:3 states, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Well, that's certainly true in the natural. People that strongly disagree with you, it's very hard to be compatible or to at least walk together in a particular function. That's why we shouldn't be unequally yoked in terms of marriage, in terms of close business relationships, like a business partnership, that we really need to be on the same page, or else you're opening yourself to a lot of heartache and prospective trouble. So when we walk with the Lord, that will bring harmony in our lives. Why? Because we will be walking according to the mandates, the principles of God's Word. That's why God's Word is so very, very important, that we learn to meditate, but not just, you know, be content to go to church on Sunday, hear some scripture, and then think your Christian spiritual duty is fulfilled. No. I mean, if you're saved, praise God. But then the Holy Spirit begins a work of sanctification in your life, and He does not stop until Jesus returns for us or you take your last breath. And none of us, even Paul said, "I don't count myself to have apprehended." He hadn't reached the goal yet. He wasn't perfected, but he was pressing on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, which is our calling the same. And he's, you see, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, is so, he's so versatile. He knows us so intimately. He knows what we need. We can offer sometimes good counsel, but only the Holy Spirit knows what's going to be the very most effective way to heal wounds, to deal with our very unique and special personalities. And while, yes, it is important to heed good counsel, if we turn away good counsel, there's consequences to that when someone is being motivated by the Lord and sharing godly things. But bottom line, you need that relationship with the Lord where you can discern that which is good, discern that which is scriptural, and be obedient to Him. And even if you fail, it's okay. We all do. We've all missed it at times, but it's a learning process. Just like a child, after it starts crawling and is successful there, when it starts walking, it's going to fall. It's going to stumble. It's going to lose its balance. So don't expect perfection out of yourself, and God doesn't either. But as we walk with Him, we will experience greater and greater harmony and knowledge of the Lord. And so obviously the question is, are you and I walking in agreement with God? Are we in accord with Christ? Are we being sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit? Is He your favorite friend? He wants to be. Regardless of how wonderful and satisfying your marriage may be, or your children, that with you have with your children, or friends, or people in the body of Christ, your bestest and most wonderful friend is Jesus. And are you walking in step with Him? Do you look forward eagerly to your time of communion with the Master, your strength, your Father in heaven? Is that the high point of your day? And He brings wonderful blessings, but that's the most crucial, important time. Whatever time God speaks to you, to set it aside, you should guard that time jealously, because the devil do all he can to interrupt and steal that time. And beloved, Christ should be your confidant. You should, and we all should turn to Him, not only in the good times, but in times of sorrow, in times of struggle, in seasons of testing. Many people, you know, what's your first response? We turn to a friend, we pick up the phone, call a family member for counsel, for encouragement. But you know what? Let me just share, because it's what you do under pressure. We need to first turn to God. He is, or wants to be, and should be, the closest, most intimate friend that you have. Our loved ones care, amen, friends care, many care, and love us with all their heart, but no one cares for us like Jesus. Oh, isn't there a beautiful hymn? No one cares for me like Jesus, amen. He's your companion, he's your counselor, he's your comrade, and you can always turn to him and share all the details and intimacy of your day. Now, you know, let's be honest, you may not want to hear all the details of your friend's day, the things they experienced, or you may, it depends on the situation or what they're sharing. But come on, none of us have the patience of Jesus. None of us have the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit. None of us know why it's important for us, for example. I mean, you might be just thrilled about something and your best friend just kind of like, okay. But he cares about that. Just think, you see, Jesus can relate to our day-to-day lives. Just think, from the age of 12 until he began his public ministry at about age 30, he led a very ordinary life without sin, if you will, though. And, you know, he was a carpenter. He worked with his nominal father. I mean, the father in heaven was his real father, but he did have Joseph, which to appearances would have been, at least while he was a child growing up, his natural father. Nonetheless, he was involved, you know, and also I read Jesus, it wasn't a carpenter, he was really a stonemason, which would be quite fitting, you know, working with stones, lively stones, right? Okay, but you see, it doesn't matter. The point is, he led a normal, ordinary life, and he grew, all we know about is he grew in favor in stature, and in favor with God and man. And so he loves to hear all the details. No one else, mate, but he loves to hear all the details, and he wants to be involved in your decisions. I can't tell you the times I've been delighted when God has shown me a better way to do something in just my normal everyday life. It's just so exciting. And so I encourage and invite you to allow the Holy Spirit to interact with you that way. Ask him. If you don't ask him, he's not going to force himself. And so he loves us. And you know, a lot of Christians think walking with God is some sort of soft, sentimental sensation that appeals just to their feelings. No, no, no. It's a very profound, spiritual way to walk. We don't walk with God that way. We live in an unregenerate world, beloved. We deal with the world, the flesh, and the devil. And the only way to walk with God in this world is to have unshakable faith in his ability and power to accompany us and to encourage us all the way. And, you know, to truly trust in God, it takes faith in his character. And to realize the power that he has given to you and to me to bind and to loose, to have power to defeat the enemy in our lives. He's defeated Satan so that we have that same power that we can, you know, he told Peter, I give you the keys of the kingdom. It wasn't just talking to Peter, to all disciples. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Why? Because we understand the principles of God's word. We're not going to bind and loose in ways that are foolish or lacking wisdom or out of context or unscriptural, right? We're going to pray according to the will of God. Pray scripture. My goodness, there's no better way to pray. And so, let's be honest. Is life a bore to you? Are you cynical about life, about people, about the church, about what God's word says? Do you have friends who only tear down and gossip and profess doubt about everything? Well, beloved, we have a choice. We need to pray for those friends, but if they are bringing you down, if they're defeating you in your spiritual walk, you need to leave those friends and turn to the greatest friend you will ever find. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. He is the great friend of all friends. In 2 Corinthians, the sixth chapter, verses 16 through 17, Paul is saying, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? That's you, beloved. You're the temple of God. For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. So he's given us tremendous privilege. He's given us a wonderful place as his children. Isaiah 52 and 7 says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. That's what we're called to do, beloved, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. God has never rescinded the Great Commission, beloved, and you're to walk with God. 1 John verses 1 through 5 said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, he's testifying, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life, for the life was manifested, that was Jesus. We have seen it and bear witness and shew it unto you, that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us, that which we have seen and heard, see the power of personal testimony, unto you, that ye also may have fellowship. That's why we need to love the word, fellowship in the word, study the word, fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, why, that your joy may be full. This then is the message we heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Beloved, that's the kind of walk you're being called to. We're all being called to. That our joy may be full, that we know we have such absolute assurance that God is with us. Father, as I bring this broadcast to a close, I pray for every listener that they would know in such real and powerful and personal ways the joy of the fellowship of walking with you, of letting you direct their steps, of showing them which way to walk, not to turn to the right or the left, but to follow you in all things, that not only in the big decisions, but in the small events of their daily life, they would know the sweet fellowship of walking with God. Praise God. Amen. Oh, it's been a delight to share with you the word of the Lord this week and in all the times we gather together. It's a tremendous privilege. Well, I invite you to write, as I always do, share your prayer requests, because if you're ministered to by the broadcast, you'll be blessed by the personal letter I'll send to you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayers. I do pray for you every day. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.